welcome back. We have Tim Alexander here with his blog, New York Business with 1S.blogspot.com. Tim, did you see the debate last night?
Oh, yes. In fact, well, one of my buddies called me, and I asked him, I said, are you watching the debate? He says, on and off. He said, I can't stand Hillary. Yeah. And I have to admit, I watched the whole thing, but I had a jug of pre-mixed margaritas, and I put a serious dent in it because, I'll tell you, it's very interesting to analyze her facial expressions and look in the eyes. The eyes are the window to the soul. And she's very arrogant when she lies, which is most of the time. She's very pleased with her lying. It's pleasant for her to lie. And that's spiritually is an extremely bad sign, you know. Christ said, my father will not stand the lying tongue in heaven. And Lucifer, he said, you know, the truth is not in him. Now, as far as who won, who lost, I don't really think either one of them lost. I was surprised.
I'll give you a different opinion on that. And just before you proceed, the first thing is Trump lost a lot of opportunities, and he was a little too polite with her. But on the other hand, in the first half hour, he brought up a lot of policy statements that if you turned off the debate at the half-hour mark, you would have known that Trump won. Now, overall, if you look at all of the links from Drudge.com to all the polls all over the world, there's only about two, the CNN poll and another poll, that says that Hillary won. Hillary was, and this is what her bar was high, she had to show she was a human being, which she's not. She had to show that she was actually trustworthy, which she's not. And she had not say blather. Now, the word blather is a very good British term. I like the British language. It's even more expressive in many ways than the American or language, and much more like Canadian. Blather means you say something that's like, you know, listen to Charlie Brown and go, wah, 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 and nothing happens. And, of course, Trump made this very sarcastic and very funny statement of, you're all talk and nothing ever happens. So you hear all these platitudes of hers, and she's got her head tilted back, like I said, like Obama, who both of them are arrogant. And this is one of the characteristics of really arrogant people. For some reason or other, they've got some cervical tilt syndrome, where you can look up their nose and see their brain. And she's got this smirky smile on, like, I'm so damn pleased with myself. And my head is tilted back. And I'm thinking, she looks like the female version of the Kool-Aid jug, you know, back in the 1960s commercials. It's like she comes out in this flaming, you know, chartreuse red pantsuit. I'm thinking, this does not look good. You're not the picture of health. And she shuffles out. Now, she did stand for 90 minutes. I don't know what that pumped into her, but I guarantee you that afterward, when it wore off, she was a freaking mess. Guarantee it.
My guess is that she had a blood transfusion of children's blood.
I can tell you. I can give you nutraceuticals that will pump you up no matter if you're on your deathbed.
Yeah, but the last transfusion she had before she died brought her back. And I had her back for about a couple days, and then she died. And sometimes fresh blood does wonders.
And yeah, actually, is one of the Silicon Valley guys is right into blood now. He thinks there's a factor there from young people, so he's actually recruiting young people to get blood so he can be like Mr. Vampire from Silicon Valley.
Well, I wasn't kidding when I said that.
I have nutraceuticals that will accomplish the same thing. On my desk, I have what's called NADH. You just pop one of these little tablets and crunch it in your mouth, and boom, in 30 seconds, you start getting energized. So, no, the fact that she didn't have a coughing spell or fall over or have an absence spell or have a chicken neck kind of seizure, that's good. But Hillary, you're wooden, you're pedantic, you're boring, and she says stupid things like, you're going to create infrastructure and get kids free college. That's not going to create industry. You got tax rates are so high.
What are those regulations going to do with their degrees besides work at Mickey D's?
Right. Not only that, if the big companies that have the money have high tax rates. Now, remember this. If you compare it to Canada, the tax rate, corporate tax rate in Canada, because I'm a dual citizen, is 15%. It's 35 here. How the hell is a company going to innovate when the regulations are worse in America than Canada or anywhere else?
20% in China and The Chinese are absolutely scared to death of a 15% American tax rate, because then things start to go back to America. And he wasn't good enough at explaining that, Trump wasn't. I'll tell you, I think one of the, there were several factors that went into the methodology that Trump used. One, I think he was concerned if he hit her too hard, she might stroke out or something. He wasn't sure how.
No, I don't think that would have. He didn't want to look bad for being a misogynist.
Well, that's one of the other things.
No, this is the number one. This is my analysis. The number one. No, that's not it. The presidential thing is easy. He just has to stand there and answer the questions. The biggest thing, for number one, is he wants to get the white, educated female vote back. And women are really touchy over this. We want a woman, and we don't care if she's a daughter of Satan, which this one is. There's lots of smart, intelligent women who could run as president and would very likely win if they had good policies and weren't devils.
Not Hillary.
The problem is, you see, some of these women are so darn stubborn, they're willing to vote for her even though she's sick as hell. She's not going to hold together. She's probably going to die in the next year or so. She has horrible policies and a background and experience. It's like Trump says, she has experience, but it's all bad. I mean, if you hired somebody or about to hire them, and they said, well, let's say you're going to hire a colleague as a doctor, and I was going to hire somebody in my practice. I've done this before. I've been a director of clinics. And the doctor says, yeah, I've been in practice 30 years. I've been sued 10 times. I killed a lot of people, but I'm a good guy. I have a great sense of humor, okay? I'm thinking, holy crap, I don't think I'm going to hire this person because they've got no skill sets, they're a bad diagnostician, they kill people, et cetera, and they've been sued. Now, this is what Hillary is within Benghazi. And by the way, Lester Holt, this guy is ridiculous.
Yeah, he was the third
debater. He was pursuing stuff.
I don't think he asked Hillary a follow-up even once, but
he didn't ask her about Benghazi, about the emails, about the Clinton Foundation, about her health, nothing. He was like, Hillary, can you give me a job after I leave NBC? Duh. Lester, are you afraid that she's gonna tap you out or kill you if you say ask her a tough question she can't or doesn't want to answer?
The one thing that is most important for Trump, and he touched on it but not hard enough, but we've got two more debates to go.
Right.
He is outside of the Washington, D.C. cesspool. He's outside of that box. He's not a politician. He hasn't run for or been elected to office before. And he needs to hit on that because the American public is fed up with Congress, the White House, all that. And I have to give former President Carter credit for what he said. He said, American politics has become a giant oligarchy at the White House and the congressional gubernatorial levels. It's infinite bribery money. And that's what it is. Now, by the average definition of a living, breathing human being, it's bribery. The fact that we legalized it with PACs and all that over the last 30 years doesn't change anything. That's how you change a great nation into a third world country. Because people, it's not that throughout our history politicians haven't been corrupt, but there was a consensus, broad-based consensus, that they looked after the country, okay? And it's certainly that they wouldn't sell out the nation's military secrets even to our enemies like China, like Bill Clinton did. That the pay for play now is just the norm. It's the expected. And that's how you end up with things that don't work and it begins to grow. Because instead of doing the right thing, let's see, this lobbyist gave me $100,000, this lobbyist gave me $50,000, and they won my support on this bill, and blah, 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 and they want this killed, and they want this added to this bill. That's what it's all about.
He pulled apart her business plan. Her business plan is the government's going to select the best investments. They're going to be like an investment broker. And they're going to take the money from the rich, and they're going to say, hey, you know what, we want to invest in another company like Solyndra, the solar company. Plus a third of $1 billion. And their genius is, I call it an anti-genius. They have what's called a negative financial IQ of minus 4,000. Don't give the government a damn cent to build the economy. But well, anything that's actually at the anti-Midas touch. Look at healthcare. Healthcare, what a mess. You got death panels. You got health insurance rates going. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Not in this dimension, bud.
Well, yeah, look, it's more than that. A couple times he said, you know, they're not smart, or they don't know how to do this. I maintain that yes, they do know how to do it, but they're corrupt. And I think the average person now, when you look at the polling data, Congress is down there in about 20% or less of people that respect it. And this is his greatest strength. I'm not one of you crooks. I'm from the outside, and I want to save this country and turn it around. And he also should be hitting on the fact that we ought to take as much as we can money out of politics.
Oh, no, listen, I believe in what I call the Cincinnati rules. You know, Cincinnatus is the ancient Roman agrarian or a farmer. And everybody thought this guy was such an upright citizen, such a good man. And he worked as a leader of the Roman Senate. And this is before the Caesars came in and took power. And Cincinnatus, he said, he did like a two-year term or something like that. And then when he was done, he said, that's it, I'm going back farming. People said, no, Cincinnatus, you got to stay. Almost like trying to turn him into a career politician like Hillary Clinton. He said, no, this is not good. If I stay in politics, I'm going to start making decisions based on being a political career. You should never have people doing more than a two-year term.
Yeah, he was a consul. They had two consuls, and they served two-year terms. Yes, and I don't think now's the time to bring up term limitations. That probably wouldn't fly. But the point is, Congress is a cesspool. And senators and Congress people, all they do is deal with lobbyists and raise money.
But if they didn't have money, they'd have to spend most of their time trying to phone people and phone banks to get money to stay in power. It shouldn't happen. Anybody, if you're a high school teacher, say in history, and you decide, hey, I want to go into politics, and you can get on social media and so on, because right now you don't need to spend a lot of money in order to be able to get your word out. And we have systems that the government can set up to make sure it's an equal platform. Anybody with
exactly.
a proper but then basically anybody, it could be a housewife or a retired doctor or dentist or a taxi driver, they want to run for office. If they show they're smart enough and they've got their creds or whatever, they don't need to have, you know, this is one of the most crazy things. You have to be a billionaire or get billionaire money to literally run for an office for a $1 million job.
Well, he should attack that issue directly and say, look, I'm fortunate enough, I've got enough money, I don't have to go to these people, but yeah. The system needs to be changed.
Well, non-billionaires
exactly
need not apply.
Exactly what you just said, you know?
Non-billionaires need not apply. So, for Hillary Clinton, she said collected $2.5 billion to be able to do attack ads. In fact, Trump mentioned last night, you're constantly just attacking me. He said, I'm spending no money at all. You spent $100 million in the last months just with attack ads. Attack ads. Crazy stuff. He said, most of the stuff isn't true, but it's just constant attack ads. It's like, this is not good politics. We're not talking about policy that'll help Americans. We're attacking someone's character and saying they can't be presidential. You don't have the character. It's like, get over it, Hillary. That horse isn't going to run. How's that?
Well, I'm tempted to hook up my green screen and my camera and do a series of talking points for the next two elections for Donald Trump. I don't know.
No, I mean debates. You mean debates?
The next debates for Donald Trump.
We can do that. I have live stream. We can do a camera. Have you got your cameras and everything set up and your Cast 7 eating the wires or stolen your camera?
I'd like to use the green screen with a background rather than just my bookcases. But I don't know. I don't think I can use that.
I'm teasing you about your cats because you have a cat village at your house, I think.
Well, I've got pens outside and I've got a few inside and they're getting ready to go outside. But
they go outside during the wintertime, do they?
I've got a heated garage and a heated yard barn with fences on the outside.
So they're very spoiled cats. These are top cats.
Oh, my wife and I had two dogs. They both lived to be over 17 years old. That's quite rare. And, yeah, my cats are very spoiled. And I have rescued cats. And people have brought them here, you know. And will you take this cat? Oh, yeah, I'm stupid. I have a neon sign saying I'm stupid. But, yes. But anyway. I only turned one cat down.
I just was teasing, because a few weeks ago you said the cat shoved over something so you couldn't do a video presentation on your camera. I think that was funny.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll tell you the truth. Yeah,
actually, the cats actually have a text messaging system to Hillary. You've got to take, they're saying to the cat, you know, rip, 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 they're on your phone. Now, make sure you knock over his camera, otherwise he's going to go on Deagle's live stream, and he's going to say things that are too logical.
Actually, one of them peed on my monitor and sharted it out. And
That's what I'm referring to.
One did. Yeah, there might have been a dead cat if I'd known who did that. But I replaced the monitor with a 32-inch flat-screen TV, which actually works wonderful. Then I bought a $60 high-tech antenna at Sam's. But other than last night, I've only watched local TV a couple times because I don't like it. It's all propaganda. It's junk. But anyway, it's nice to have a 32-inch monitor. It was quite a bit bigger than my other monitor, which was good size. But getting back to Trump and Hillary, look, if we allow Hillary to go into office, she and whoever succeeds her when she dies, and I do believe that she's terminal, will ruin what's left of this country. We have got to take our country back from these corrupt bastards in Washington, D.C., from the globalists, the Khazarian mafia, from these characters that are enemies.
Vote for Trump, by the way. Here's the other thing that needs to happen, and you mentioned it first. It needs to be repeated. For the next 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks, we need to file suits in all the states against electronic voting systems. And there's thousands of different systems all over the country, little tiny ones.
The time is running out on that because it takes time to file. And those jurisdictions that the judge will agree with us and will say you have to go to paper ballot, it takes time.
You're not
going to
get all of them. Even if you got a third of them, it could swing the vote. But also, they should have a backup system like a paper ballot system as well.
Well, computer voting, the main software system that is used on the DIPO and several other systems is designed so that the operator can punch in. Trump will have 42%. Hillary will have 48%, and other parties will share the difference, and Hillary will win. And to get to that number, they may count 2/3 of a vote for Trump and 2-1 for Hillary. And you cannot detect it. It can be done across an entire state in a matter of seconds. You can have inspectors watching the system. They're not inside that computer. It's in the source code itself. And that's why I say he who controls the source code controls the outcome of the election.
I think
and
that's a comment from Stalin, isn't
that
it?
Crap.
That Stalin said that. I care not who
said, sweetheart Joe Stalin only killed, you know, I don't know, 80 million people or so, but he said, I don't care who votes. I only care who counts the votes.
Boy.
If you know anything about computers, you know that they're simply not very secure, to make them secure is a really big effort. These cheap computers that you vote on, and I've voted on them for several years, are not secure, and with that software in place, they cannot be made secure.
Right. In fact, to make my computer somewhat secure, I've a custom-built by Data Doctor supercomputer, i9 processor, liquid-cooled, all the stuff. We have to have multi-layers of cybersecurity. And even then,
it can be hacked into. Does that cost?
Yeah, exactly. Even then, there's back doors that the NSA has with Microsoft to get into your computer, and hacktivists can hack in your computer anytime. So, you know, and this is all, by the way, on purpose because the NSA is everywhere.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
To mention this about Syria, about Aleppo, you mentioned crocodile tears. Give the whole story.
Well, first off, ISIS was the creation of the American CIA and this Israeli Mossad. ISIS has been funded, supported by the United States, United Kingdom, France, Israel, Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the so-called moderate rebels. There's nothing moderate about those jokers. And then you have to ask yourself, what in the hell are we doing supporting anybody in this? These are outside forces. Assad was elected by a sizable majority in what international observers said was a fair and open election last two times. Exactly where do we get off overthrowing his government? His government, actually, they were very good to the Christians. It was one of the best places in the entire Middle East to do business or live in.
And by the way, if you're a Jew, you could have your mosque there and you weren't harassed. And you weren't harassed in Syria by the Jews at the same table as the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Christians and the Maronite Christians. They all sat at the same table. There was no conflict. Yeah. Exactly.
I know an Orthodox priest is literally set at a table with Assad when as a delegation from my Orthodox Church here in America to see for themselves what was going on. They gave him, they said, you can go anywhere. We recommend you stay out of the actual combat zones, but you can go anywhere you want. And Assad told him, he said, the Christians are very important for us over here because they're a moderating factor. And what are we doing there? What, we're supporting Israel so they can create chaos in the Middle East so they can dominate it? We're supporting the globalists that want war? Why are we spending all this money? Why are we causing all this death and destruction? How does that benefit the American public? See, this is a case, again, of money driving our politics. Money from the banksters, money from Israel First Jewish donors, money from this, money from that, the defense industry and all this. This is nonsense. American policy should not be sold to the highest bidder.
It is, though.
And if we're not careful, if we're not careful, this could turn into a global war, World War III, or maybe something less.
Tim, let me throw you a few little what I call geopolitical hand grenades right in there with the pin out. The first one is, back in May, Obama announced that they were going to start activating what's called a missile defense system. Now, I'm very familiar with it, know this classified information. There's three main layers. The first is what's called a missile-to-missile, called THAAD, or Theater Air Defense. And I was taught this back in
July 10th. Which is a very good system, by the way.
No, it's pretty crappy. It's in fact, I'll give you the how crappy. And the missile,
well, it doesn't hold up to the S-400, but it...
Let me fill you in, okay? Here's the actual facts. I took care of the guys that were working at Mike Sands Missile Base in Vandenberg in California. And they told me, I said, you know, you guys are trying to BS me. I said, well, let's just be up straight. How long will it be before the theater air defense system will have like 100% hail strike ratio for hundreds of warheads, multiply targeted warheads with chafe and things and try to confuse them? You know what he said? It'll take to 2045 and cost $79 to $100 trillion. Now, that's only layer one. We know that's not very good, okay, but it's going to hit some. And he said, if we know it's common, we can hit 10 to 20%. If it's like one or two missiles. Not if it's dozens or hundreds. Second layer is called plasma interferometry, and this is a lot more effective. It scrambles a missile guidance system, and it can hit most of them. The problem is you still have a warhead coming down somewhere, but you screwed up its missile guidance system. So it's going to fall from the sky, and if it's still autonomous or releases multiply targeted warheads, you've screwed them up, so they're not going to hit their target, but they're going to hit somebody.
It is also when it releases those multiple targeted warheads. One of the systems on the launch phase releases the multiple targeted warheads, which makes it just impossible to hit 50 or 25
individuals. No, that's not true, and I'll tell you why, because the third layer is really effective. This one is a Tesla plasma weapon system, and it can vaporize anything at the speed of light anywhere, 100,000 miles away. Bam! It's turned into nothing. And that one,
there
they
are ways to defeat that.
No, there isn't. This system
is. I'm not going to talk about them, but there are.
No, but I know that you can send this directed energy weapon in space and vaporize a spacecraft or missile, whatever, and turn it into dust. But they didn't. They underfunded it, so they don't have enough of them to deploy on American soil or our allies. That's the big problem. How can you defeat it?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We talked about this, that we have these Tesla weapons, but you're right. The alternate side can set up a 20-foot or 60-foot tsunami with the conventional weapons in the water, which, by the way, they started doing research on creating tsunamis back in 1942 in the South Pacific Ocean. They're doing research with conventional weapons. So there's always a way for another power to kill us or to disable our Navy or do bad stuff to us that is either difficult or impossible for us to stop.
So you may have a system that's unstoppable or is one hellish system, but if you're the enemy commander or president or whatever, and you're saying, okay, we're going down, I don't think so. We're going to do this, this, and this.
I'll give you an example. I know about classified Russian research. And what I've heard is it's going to be available in the next 2 years, which is a plasma-based space weapons modification system that can set up firestorm that can rip right across the United States and burn out all our crops. And they only needed to have it operational for about an hour. And if you went inside for an hour and this weapon system was deployed, it would fry with high-energy ultraviolet light all of the crops, and they just turn white and die. So you don't need to do certain things in order to cause, you know, total devastation to a country. Just like you could do cyber attacks on our power grid, but you can simply take, like the Iranians. And by the way, I've been doing this research with Iran over 25 years, almost 30 years, where they take a fishing boat or a weapons or a platform like a barge, just 200 or 300 miles off the coast of the east and west of the United States, fire up a small yield, you know, EMP nuclear weapon, a couple hundred thousand feet
at
in the
right
air.
Altitude, yeah.
Right altitude, man, 100,000 feet, bam, 1,500 radio miles, everything's dead. Dead. And it's going to stay dead, too. Power grids, cell phone towers, traffic systems, step-down transformers. And by the way, when you lose this
equipment... There's a movie out on YouTube. I was going to link it, but it's like an hour and a half long. Armageddon, and it's based on that very...
Do you know what I call that? I know what I call it. I call it the weapon of indignation, which means you get so they get so indignant because Russia can't project power all around the world with their, you know, thousands of military bases and so on.
Actually, we spend more on so-called defense than all other nations combined.
I call it offense. We have an offense department. We do not have a defense.
We don't. We used to have nuclear shelters. We don't.
Yeah, we don't have any.
Many
defense.
European countries in Switzerland, every house. Every office building has to have a bunker in it with food, water, HEPA filtration systems, all kind of systems to survive a nuclear war. We have nothing like that anymore.
Yeah, I know.
The Russians do.
But our country's ridiculous.
As I've said before, you go in their subway system and you go down and down and down. You say, oh, my God, what is this? Well, it's an underground bunker for the population is what it is.
Right.
I've been in them. Hey, anyway, let's shift gears if we can about let's look at what's happening in Charlotte. 70% of the people that have been arrested in Charlotte, North Carolina, have come from out of state. There literally have been chartered buses bringing radical extremists in. A fellow by the name of George Soros has been contributing heavily to this. Black Lives Matter has not only, by the way, has not only been supported by George Soros, but Bloomfield, former mayor of New York, big mainstream media guy and so forth. You have to ask why we tolerate it, why we don't use RICO, the criminal part of RICO, to go after these people.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Civil side, they can be fined four times the amount of damage they cause. Would they have to bring in the National Guard and troops? The cost is enormous, and they can be fined under their civil part of RICO four times. But they get a free pass. They get a free pass. Why?
Because
by the way, the individual that was shot, and the films are not definitive whether he had a gun or not. This individual had a rap sheet as long as your arm, spent 5 years in a Texas penitentiary, and the crime involved using a weapon against police officers. He was sitting there, supposedly, according to his wife, reading the Koran.
What?
Yes, he was sitting in the car reading the Koran. That was his favorite book. He read the Koran all the time. I don't think they found any books, though, but they did find a gun with his fingerprints on them.
And by the way, the best place for recruiting Muslims is inside prisons. I think that the fact that we allow Muslims to literally evangelize in prisons is obscene. We are paying to train the next army of our enemies inside the body of our country. It's ridiculous.
And we need to isolate the Muslims. I mean, we don't have to put up with stuff that is treasonous or a clear and present danger to our country. Yet we are. And the reason we are is because America is this great big fat calf, as Netanyahu, to paraphrase his description of it. And the European countries, in the America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, were pan-European civilizations, whether you're from Asia, Africa, or whatever. Our culture is pan-European. We're the ones that the globalists fear the most, and we're the ones that they're so determined to control and to weaken. Okay, let's shift gears. Over in Sweden, and the police have been quitting, by the way, right and left. The number of no-go police zones where they are instituting a Sierra Law is now 55 in the Kingdom of Sweden. 55 areas where the police are afraid to go in.
They're called no-go zones. These are very common in France now. They have been for years.
You know what? That's bull. You should, any place that the police can't go, then you send the military in, lock and load, and you take over and say, excuse me, this isn't Arabia. This isn't some Muslim caliphate. This is our country, and you bastards are going to toe the line, or we're going to ship you wherever. We're going to put you in a prison. We're going to have you busting rocks for the rest of your life. And guess what you get to eat? Pork. Fried pork, chitlins, pork steak, whatever. Starve or eat pork. We don't care. This is what's going to happen to you because we're not going to allow you to take over our country. And but what has happened in many of these European countries, France, United Kingdom, Germany, Norway, Sweden, is the globalists have used the democracy systems, just like here in the United States, to turn them into a money-centered system, and they buy off the political class. And they don't represent the interest of their citizens. They represent the interest of the globalist. And right. That's what you have here. And that's Trump needs to focus on this more. He needs to focus on the fact that our politicians are not serving the interest of the American people. You got 100 million people out of work completely. God only knows how many tens of millions you got working part-time jobs at Mickey D's and Wally World and all these loser jobs that you get paid $8 or $10 an hour on. And because of Obamacare, with 30-hour week hit, they have to pay, you know, $1,000 or $400 or $500 a month for each employee. So naturally you get 20-some hours a week. That's nonsense. You can't raise a family on $8 or $10 an hour. Not in today's world. Yeah, 50 years ago. It's not 50 years ago. It's the 21st century. It's 2016. And we tolerate this because our political whores are bought and paid
for. Well, look at Hillary.
You've got to take control back.
Tim, look at the cadence and the head position and the smirking smile on the Hildebeest last night in this debate. She was just smirking. I got Holt. Holt's my guy. And she's there smirking, knows it's not going to be a hairball question.
That's why I had to lick her up. I don't drink much anymore, but I had two or three really good stiff margaritas. I'm sorry. It reminds me of a graphic I have, but it's about Obama. And I have to clean up the wording a little bit on the air. They show a picture of a really ferocious wildcat, a bobcat. You know, they're like four times the size of a house cat. They're not like a mountain lion, but they're big and they're very vicious. And the caption reads, "I would rather try to shove a wet noodle up a wildcat's
rectum than
listen to an inside of a telephone booth rather than listen to another Obama speech."
I listened.
Same thing about Hillary.
Tim, I listened to the debate, but I shut it off immediately after because I knew the pundits were going to pundit this to death. You know, the way you really want to know is ask people like a day later that are the millennial votes, the undecided votes, the people that are
actually
strongly...
Trump, pretty much across the board, MSNBC.
CNN and MSNBC.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much across the board, people are saying Trump won. I don't know. I think he held back. I don't think he will again. He's already come out and said he's not going to hold back next time.
I don't know why he did that. It's like Trump. Why do you try to present a nice Trump? We don't want to see nice Trump. We want to see the real Trump. But by the way, you don't have to get into potty mouth. You know, I can have an argument with somebody and use sophisticated words or a proper cadence and not get any, you know, loud mouth, angry, or speak real fast and take someone apart. You don't have to get. Hillary, I'll give you an example. Hillary, what about cybersecurity? How secure was the server in your basement when you emailed this other politician, whatever?
Oh, but
she
made
a mistake.
And
he said, no, you didn't. You made a criminal activity. And then she lied and then gave the Fifth Amendment to all of her assistants so that they couldn't prosecute her. So the FBI basically gave her a pass.
That was one of those times when if you looked at Hillary's eyes, you could see nothing but hate and anger. The eyes are the window to the soul, and watch her. Oh, she's very good at smiling, and she can be all funny and charming, just like smiling Joe Biden and Obama. But watch the eyes. And I think women have a little bit harder time controlling it than men, but I can look at her eyes, and when she's mad, the level of hatred and anger there is really profound. It says something about her spiritually.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. What I think is going to happen is the next debate, which is the 9th of October, is going to be a lot more lively. Number two, you're going to see a lot of Trump going to different places, responding to different issues that were brought up or not brought up in the debate that are going to take apart Hillary. Number three, you're going to see more issues on her health care and what's going on with her health, because there's now a lot of doctors demanding a proper health review of this woman because she's not healthy. She might have been propped up for shot up, or God knows what they did to her to make sure she's good for 90 minutes. The fact that she's got such a weak schedule to go around the country, she only visits billionaires to get more money to try to get out the vote or put attack ads together.
Well,
it's
and that's
ridiculous.
Money that her and Bill can use. They have a partnership. Their foundation has taken in about $1 billion. And she's got a campaign with that some months ago had $2.5 billion.
Right.
This is money that they can use under federal law. They basically get to keep the money for the campaign. Look, these are criminals, and one of the things that needs to be said about the cesspool in Washington D.C. is that at the top, two of the biggest, most guilty culprits are Bill and Hillary Clinton. Billions of dollars made selling out their offices, selling out the American people, even to the point of when Bill allowed an American aerospace firm to give targeting information and technology to the people.
Yeah, that was Lockheed Martin and Sputnik in London is where the targeting technology was put to a London company.
Right.
And Bill Clinton transferred also supercomputer technology to our potential enemies.
And that's treason.
Yeah, he's an SOB.
Definition. That's high treason.
I think
because
that
they couldn't hit a city before with their IBMs. Now they can hit a neighborhood,
right? Well,
probably an individual house.
Well, from my guess 6, is over 000, the next
7,000, 8,000 miles away, and we gave them that technology, and it was under the Clintons. And this monster has the audacity to run for president.
Well, I think that what will happen is if Trump gets in, which is getting more and more likely, the change candidate, Hillary and Bill Clinton are going to prison along with a lot of other people, lot of other criminals in both parties, by the way, not just Democrat. There'll be some Republicans going to jail, too.
Good. The Bushes should be at the top of the list.
Right.
That and Cheney and a few sweethearts like that. But and then we need to revisit the whole issue of 9-1-1. Who did it? As well as revisiting the issue of the assassinations that changed America, like JFK and RFK, Martin Luther King Jr., and the very suspicious death of JFK Jr. George Bush Sr. is tied into the assassination. In fact, J. Edgar Hoover, who was FBI director, referred people to Mr. Bush, George Bush of the CIA. Officially, at the time, he was not working for the CIA, but yet he was.
It's been funny, isn't it?
Well, the joke's on us, unfortunately. The joke's on us.
Right.
And it's been all downhill since they killed Kennedy. I'm just old enough. Both of us are old enough to remember what America was like in the 50s and the
different 60s. World. Different world altogether.
Different world. Completely different world. We allow our food supply to be so contaminated by Roundup and Monsanto, which is now being emerged into Bayer Pharmaceuticals, the delightful people that were so involved with chemical for the Nazis. We literally, a lot of the world won't allow Roundup at all, but it's everywhere. Women's tampons are even saturated with Roundup because cotton is sprayed before it's harvested.
You know what? It just gave me an idea. We need to get Bayer AG, that's bought up Monsanto, to make a new product called Political Roundup, and it rounds up all the bad politicians. It makes them stick together. It makes their political Velcro. They all stick together, and it's easy to pluck them.
What was the movie? The guy, he was a lawyer, and he couldn't lie.
That was a Canadian comedian at Basic Liar Liar, it was called.
Yeah, and he couldn't lie, you know.
I think it was one day.
Yeah, well, can you imagine if these clowns... I don't think Obama or Hillary or Slick Willie or any of them would know how to talk.
Oh, no, as soon as they talked, they'd actually spill the beans, and before they know it, they'd be cuffed and off to the prison.
Well, George Bush Sr. said, if the people knew what we did, they'd chase us down the road and hang it.
I wonder why he had a spasm of truth, a truth spasm.
Sometimes they like to do it.
As a teaser. Say, hey, I'm a criminal. Yeah. What of it, hey?
So what? You can't do anything.
Exactly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We have is that Lester Holt ran for a job for Hillary. Hillary wasn't put on the spot. They put on the spot and wasted a lot of time with Trump on a lot of areas. The first half hour, Trump did really well. If you turn off the debate, you'd realize he won. He did win the overall debate, as far as I'm concerned. For anybody to be deluded enough to think that somebody saying political blather, smirking with their head tilted back, and making eyes at Donald Trump to say, you know, how can you take this guy seriously when he's serious because he gives point-by-point plans to solve all the problems, which he has no plan, no ideas, and just says blather. She says things like, we're going to build infrastructure and give free college education. That's going to solve the economy. Are you kidding me? And then we're going to go and take the money from the rich and redistribute it with us.
Yeah, she's going to take like money from the rich. That's where she gets all of her money from. Mm-hmm. Most of the billionaires are contributing to Hillary, not to Donald Trump.
Yeah, the reason why they're doing this is because they control things like the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships with their courts. And they don't want a government to interfere with their transnational corporations. So they can do whatever they
please. They don't want a government that's responsive to the people.
Right. So the reason why she's getting all this money is she's so damn corrupt. And for her to say that she's looking out for the middle class, really, she's almost like it's so obscene for her to say these things. And it's like she's got this look like, I really care for you, middle class. No, you don't. Look at the blacks. The Democrats have screwed the blacks over so many times. It's terrible in Hispanics in the inner city. Donald Trump is going to solve the problem.
What Donald Trump said about law and order and what he said about our cities. I mean, quite frankly, the people in the hood are the ones that are most victimized by these thugs.
First thing we need to do is a civil militia with good people in these communities working with the police. Number two, better non-lethal weapon systems and training and equipment so they're protected and they're not owned gun by the criminals. Number three, they need to have the frisk law that Donald Trump suggested, which means you go into these communities, you frisk all the criminals, you grab their weapons, and you stick them into some kind of civil detention, and you don't wait for them to commit a crime. They committed already. They usually have a long rap sheet. Extract them.
Well, they're barred from having weapons.
Yeah, but I said extract them.
Shot in Charlotte.
They shouldn't
he
be allowed
a gun
to stick.
With his fingerprints but on Tim, it, and the man had multiple felony convictions.
Yes, Tim, here's the point. These criminals and pre-criminals need to be extracted surgically and put in a place away from these inner cities so they can become immediately peaceful. You don't leave them there in place.
They talk about white privilege, but there's a lot of...
black privilege.
And it's not for the black...
It's black criminal privilege.
Privilege. Okay,
right.
Let me give you an example. I saw several videos of the hood in Detroit, and it must have been a black person filming it, but they went around at night. These people are out in the streets, 3 a.m., whatever, all night, cussing, fighting, partying, doing dope, selling dope, right out in the middle of the streets. Now, in an average community, whether it was black or white, in a decent suburb, you think they would tolerate that? Well, there'd be 20 cop cars there and nothing, you know. But yet it's tolerated there. Oh, because it would be racist? Send the police in? No. It's racist not to send the police in.
Exactly.
And we've got to clean up these streets and get rid of the thugs.
And then there's a notice for you.
White, black, what other can live in peace in their homes and in their neighborhood.
Here's a notice for these people who support Hillary. Get used to it. President Trump's coming in to clean house.
Good.
And if you're the vermin catcher, the dog catcher, the pesticide sprayer for geopolitical whores is coming.
Get right with God, folks. Pray for Trump and pray that Hillary converts and makes the full confession before she dies.
Don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah,
don't think
so. Who knows? You can still pray for it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.